We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Concern about coronavirus. KMOX News Time is 7:23. We've been telling you about a potential case, unconfirmed at this point, in the Metro East. But the question, why is the death rate for coronavirus or COVID-19 higher than the flu? Joining us live on the TDK Technologies guest line is Dr. Andrew Tamaris of local startup BacterioScan. Dr. Tamaris, you've been looking into this. Why are what exactly are so many of these coronavirus-infected people, what are they actually dying from?
Yeah, so Michael, I think one of the issues that we're seeing, it's early, of course, and we have a long way to go to figure everything out. In retrospect, but what we're seeing so far is a reasonably high incidence of bacterial infections that are serving as secondary infections for these coronavirus-infected individuals. And many times, these bacteria that are infecting are these antibiotic-resistant superbugs for which there are very few, if any, good therapeutic options. And so, you know, the coronavirus essentially serves as the hook. It kind of sucks you in. It weakens your immune system and makes you more susceptible to these secondary infections for which there aren't many treatment options.
So what do we need to do to better diagnose whether somebody is suffering from the flu or a coronavirus or a bacterial infection? Because people are showing up in the emergency room with a flu. Now people are paranoid. Do I have the coronavirus? What do I do?
Right. So that's kind of the other side of the coin here. So we have therapeutics on the one side, and then we have improved diagnostics on the other. You've heard about the diagnostic that we have being deployed right now from the CDC kind of has a so-so performance. And that's largely because, you know, we had to get something out there. And so this was best effort under the circumstances. But we definitely need improved diagnostics, not only for the coronavirus, but also for these secondary infections, so that if you are, in fact, infected with a resistant bacterium, you know, you can get the right antibiotics on board early enough in the infection cycle to save that person's life.
So are these just bacterial infections that are easy to treat? Or in the case of people who have coronavirus, are you seeing a lot of resistant bacterial infections?
Yeah, I think it's a little early to say, you know, percentages, you know, which is which. I think regardless, any bacterium has the potential to become a superbug, one of these resistant infections. So while I'm sure many of them are easily treatable, provided that you diagnose them early enough in the cycle, certainly there's a decent proportion of them that are these much more virulent and resistant organisms. And so I think you have to treat it as though the majority of them are going to end up proving to be these resistant infections. So you need better diagnostics, better therapeutics as early on as possible.
The news has been filled with coronavirus for the last couple of weeks, and I think sometimes people aren't sure if this is a huge deal that they should be seriously concerned about or whether this is just another thing we're just unclear and should be concerned about. What would you tell people?
You know, I think, first of all, we can't panic. Panic doesn't solve anything. I think we do need to remain level-headed about things. We do, in many respects, need to treat this like the flu. And so the same precautions, you've heard this countless times on the news about hand washing and being more vigilant about, you know, things like, you know, touching handrails, touching your face, things like that. You know, if you don't need to touch something that could potentially be contaminated, you know, then try not to do that. And if you do, that's okay. You know, just be cautious and take precautions to protect yourself and the people around you. Stay home from work if you're sick. You know, all those sorts of things are really critical. But I don't think it's time to panic just yet. I mean, we've seen outbreaks like this before in years past with things like SARS and MERS and bird flu and swine flu. And I'm not trying to trivialize any of those. But we, you know, we did stay calm and we stayed under control and we managed our way through those. But certainly this coronavirus outbreak, you know, we see these sorts of things all the time. So it's not to say that we won't have another outbreak of something new in years to come. The thing that seems to be the constant throughout all of this are, you know, these superbugs. And even when we're not in an outbreak, we have, you know, superbug infections that really need to be addressed better than we're doing it right now.
Dr. Andrew Tamaris, thanks for your time this morning. Microbiologist with BacterioScan joining us on the TDK Technologies guest line. It's 727.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.